Well, good evening, everybody. It is 18:30, so we're going to make a start. Welcome to this meeting of Cabinet. Not many meetings, I have to remember which one to say. It's Cabinet, of course. And welcome Councillor Hawkins on Zoom and Councillor McKiernan. Thank you. I'll start with the first item is apologies for absence. Have we received any?
Thank you, Chairman. We haven't received any apologies.
Okay.
Councillor Fletcher hasn't arrived yet, so.
I know, he may well be late. I think Andy wants to just have a quick word.
Thank you, Leader. Just to also give John Teasdale's apologies for absence. John's on leave at the moment. And Sherry Grant, who some of the members will know from planning and from licensing, is deputy to John, so she's here to give advice if required. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Andy. Welcome, Sherry. Any declarations of interest? That's a no. Okay. And item three is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 26th of June. Enclosure number one, I think we've all had that. Can we approve them as a correct record? Is that agreed? You were on Zoom. Yeah, but that's fine. Anyone on Zoom can't vote, so if I can just remind you of that. Okay, so I'll sign them in a second. Item four, Andrea, any urgent business? I'm not aware of any.
That's correct, Chairman.
Thank you. Item five is the forward plan. Andy.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of September this year, right the way through to December the 31st. Happy to take any questions on the forward plan, Leader.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions from Cabinet members or Cabinet support? Ali.
Thanks. Are we able to amend the dates in the forward plan?
Yes, you are, Councillor.
Propose is that we amend the date for the local council tax support scheme to come, at the moment it says going to Cabinet, is it September? And can you amend it to October, please?
Pardon? Yes, yeah, please, Andy.
I was just going to go through you, Leader. If members are in agreement to changing the date of the decision for that item, then it's perfectly possible to make the decision this evening.
Councillor Chowdhury, what are you suggesting? Date being?
Yeah, so my suggestion is that we move that date to October. We'll still aim to get the work done within the original time frame. But it's just going to the Cabinet. With the way the meetings work out and the time scales, we suggest to October meeting as opposed to September meeting.
Okay. Yeah, is that agreed? Yeah, that's agreed. Yeah. Thank you, Andy. Okay, that's item five as amended. Item six is a scrutiny review of the Station Street project. Dan, please.
Thank you, Leader. So I'm presenting this report on behalf of the Scrutiny Community Regeneration Committee, who approved this report earlier in the year. The review into the Station Street refurbishment projects looks to determine whether the project delivered on its objectives, examining lessons for future regeneration works, consider value for money, and to gather the views of council stakeholders. To assist the committee in this analysis, a resident and business survey was undertaken. Full results are contained within Appendix 1 and Appendix 2. But in summary, for the resident survey, there were 235 responses. We promoted the survey over a 4 to 5 week period across our website, social media, and e-newsletter. With regards to the responses, when asked as whether the works had improved the attractiveness of Station Street, 60% said it hadn't and 40% said it had. Respondents were given an opportunity to describe what they liked and disliked about the Station Street project. That was an open question. We received 99 responses, and they've been themed as per the table at paragraph 2.57 of the report. The majority of respondents felt there had been no change or a reduction in the variety of shops on Station Street. However, as it's detailed further in the report, business variety and occupancy has actually increased since the project's completed. There'd be little change in perceived levels of antisocial behaviour, and 61% of people said the council should be investing in public realm projects in the future. Post-survey, the interim head of regeneration and the leader of the council were invited to attend the committee to answer any of their questions. At this committee meeting, the committee discussed littering issues, the planters on Station Street, and the occupancy rates and footfall. The committee heard that prior to the works, the vacancy rates are 12%, and after the works, the rate is 9.3% against a national average of 14%. The committee also discussed seating arrangements. Feedback from the resident survey suggested there wasn't enough, and the committee also said that the seating that was there was situated in one area of the street. The committee's concluding comments are included at paragraph 3 of the report, and the recommendations are listed at paragraph 4. Happy to take any questions. Thanks, Leader.
Thank you, Dan. Any comments? Councillor Walker.
Yeah, thank you. Just one comment regarding the open question, and I note it says dislikes planters, then planters within the planters. Within this report, can we sort of recommend that? I know they're talking of, I'm not the gardening type for names, but grasses basically because of little maintenance. Can we just add something with a bit of colour in there? I mean, there's plenty of other stuff out there which lacks very little maintenance, like lavenders, which gives a bit more uplift to the...
Can I suggest then that the recommendation 4.1, that we add a line that just says, and look to provide more colourful displays also? Yeah, that would do that, wouldn't it? Okay, thank you. Councillor Chowdhury.
Second,
isn't it?
No,
I've
got another point.
A different point.
Well, similar, but.
Second, yeah. Yes. Can we agree to that amendment?
I think if you hear what I have to say, then I think we should go to amendment, if that's okay.
Well, might be a counter proposal.
Paul might change his mind. Who knows?
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
Just he wants to discuss the motion, the amendment. Discuss the amendment. Yeah.
Okay.
He just said it before. He didn't.
All right. I think my view is looking at the Station Street improvements as a whole and looking at the feedback. Obviously, we've got 235 residents responded. I think in terms of the business, only one business responded. But in amongst the thing is that the planters are not really liked. Not only people don't like them, they're also causing, there's a maintenance issue with them, isn't it? In fact, at the moment, they are causing antisocial behavior. If anything, they are counterproductive. So my view is that should we listen to the residents and remove the planters altogether and provide additional seating as the residents have asked for? I mean, what are these planters adding if people don't like them? I think they rather prefer having more floral displays on the poles, and which in the report has suggested they're probably more aesthetically pleasing than the issues we're having with the planters. So what I'll suggest is that we remove the planters altogether, and if we have to supplement any planting, then we do it on the poles.
Any other comments? I think I think they're quite substantial planters. They really are quite substantial. I think 230 something responses doesn't mean that everybody dislikes them. So what I might suggest, Councillor Chowdhury, if we can add to, again, add amend 4.6, where we're going to come back to this anyway in 6 months' time, and also consider further feedback on the planters at that time, and carry on with the enhanced planting that we've suggested to see if people might like them then. Any suggestions, assistance, Chief Executive?
Thanks, Leader. I think also Councillor Fletcher would probably want to have take a view on this as well as Cabinet Member, and I think you're quite right to consider it in the future once Councillor Chowdhury's proposal can be assessed in terms of pros and cons, because I think some of the comments also made are ones which are historic, relating to the first year of planting, and that people are happier with some of the other planting that has happened since then. But I think you would certainly need to take some more officer advice from Paul Steed and also from Councillor Fletcher as to whether to remove the planters altogether.
Thank you, Andy. I think that's quite sound advice, actually. Bear in mind this did come through a pre-cabinet meeting and none of this was discussed. I'm moving that second amendment to 4.6 so that we can look at that issue in 6 months' time. Is that acceptable?
Can I just clarify then? Does that mean to say we can still prairie type plants? That's the word I was looking for. Basically, it's grasses. But for more colour, as I say, we're still including that.
I've amended the first one.
Yeah, okay. And I've got no probably what you said.
Yes. Yes.
Four point six, where you want to obviously give feedback on the planters once they've been planted up. So we need a seconder on both of those.
Second, Councillor.
Yeah.
Okay. So can I suggest then that Cabinet make a decision on all of those recommendations from the Scrutiny Committee as amended? Those
yes.
Cabinet members that agree with that? Councillor Chowdhury?
So, can I just make one additional point? I think just for reference, I think we ought to have some kind of lessons learnt. And if we are doing similar types of works elsewhere in terms of public realm works, which no doubt we'll be doing in the town, either Burton or Uttoxeter, that we learn from this and we have the right soils and the plant mixes in the first place, rather than having to do something so soon after the works have been done.
Andy?
Yes, Leader, just to comment on that, I'm sure that others are better placed than I am to comment on this, but my understanding of the original situation with the planters was that the County Council's contractors were going to look after it for the first year, and by most accounts, professional and public ones, chose the wrong soil and the wrong plants. Ordinarily, Paul Steed does a very good job of choosing the right soil and the right plants in the right places. Really good example of that at the moment is outside Station Street, and actually the station itself, where there's some very good planting. Certainly last week it looked good. So I'm not too worried about Paul Steed's job, so to speak, in relation to the planting. It's been more about this one-off occasion where we've used somebody else. But it is absolutely important we get it right moving forward.
Okay, so those Cabinet members who can vote, would you please show? Louise. Okay, and obviously Rob can't vote, so that's carried. Thank you for that. Thank you, Dan. Item 7 is the Climate Change and Nature Action Plan Review of Progress 22-23. Mark, please.
This report presents progress on the Climate Change and Nature Action Plan. at the end of the 22-23 financial year. And it also provides the latest CO2 emissions for the borough and the council. In 2021, emissions for the borough were 655 kilotons. This is an overall downward trend of 39% since 2005. However, there was an increase of 8.8% from 2020 to 2021, largely due to COVID restrictions being lifted. This increase was not specific to East Staffordshire, but part of a national trend. Transport, domestic energy and industry stroke commerce are all responsible for similar proportions of emissions. Together they account for over 95% of emissions in the borough. In 2022-23, the council's emissions were 2,119 tonnes, an overall downward trend of 40% since 2009-10. There was also a small decrease in the last year. Outsourced services accounted for 43% of the emissions, 38% of that was leisure facilities. The council's vehicle fleet also accounted for another 38%. Energy use in corporate buildings, that's gas and electricity, accounted for 18%. The Climate Change and Nature Action Plan currently contains 64 actions. Progress can be summarised as follows. 40 actions are green, 4 actions are red, 10 actions have not yet started, and 10 actions have been newly added. 15 completed actions are listed in Appendix 2 of the report. Actions with notable progress are also presented in the report. 4 actions in the action plan have been rated as red. It is recommended for all 4 actions that the target date be revised to the end of this financial year. It is also recommended that action 4.3.3 on taxi licensing policy is changed to reflect the new corporate plan. And it is recommended that one action is deleted from the action plan, that's action 1.7.15, which is achieving ISO 14001 environmental management system certification for the council. 10 new actions have been added to the action plan, mostly from the new corporate plan. The council's new climate change communications plan has also been incorporated. The action plan has also been restructured to reflect the 4 aims of the Climate Change and Nature Strategy, which was adopted last October. Additional sections have also been added for cross-cutting actions such as planning and regeneration and communications and engagement. The report makes the following recommendations. The overall downward trend in CO2 emissions for both the borough and the council are noted. The overall positive progress with the implementation of the Climate Change and Nature Action Plan is noted. The proposed changes to the target dates for the actions rated red are approved. The recommendations for revised, deleted and new actions are approved. And the Climate Change and Nature Action Plan is restructured to reflect the aims of the East Staffordshire Borough Council Climate Change and Nature Strategy.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions, comments from Cabinet members? I know you've all seen the report before anyway, so. Okay, so the recommendations are at 14. Mark's just reminded us what they were. I move that those recommendations be approved. Have I got a seconder? Seconder, Councillor Walker. For those Cabinet members who can vote, can you please show your support for those? That's approved. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. That ends the public part of our meeting. So do I have to read on this one? Yeah. So I'm going to therefore move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting that is likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings that disclosed information exempt information could be disclosed.